Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his running mate today. His pick is Nicole Shanahan. She's a wealthy California attorney who's worked in tech and philanthropy. Here's Kennedy introducing her.
Despite the artificially orchestrated divisions, nearly all Americans share the same values that we do.
All right, NPR political reporter Stephen Fowler joins us now. Hey, Stephen.
Hey there.
All right, so we know Kennedy mostly because of his famous family, though now he's also known for his anti-vax advocacy and promoting conspiracy theories. But what about his running mate? Tell us more about Nicole Shanahan, and what is her background in politics, Annie?
Well, she doesn't have one. I mean, Shanahan is a 38-year-old attorney who currently heads up a philanthropic foundation. It focuses on issues like the environment, reproductive health, and research around chronic illnesses. Shanahan has previously given money to Democratic candidates, including President Joe Biden, but says recently that the party no longer represents her values.
It wasn't until I met Bobby and the people supporting him that I felt any hope in the outcome of this election. As I've re-examined my Democratic Party assumptions, I have seen conservative voters with new eyes, too.
Well, one thing Shanahan does have, money. As the ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin, founder of several tech companies and so on, she's got the ability to potentially infuse the campaign with funding it needs to get on the ballot and get the campaign's message out. Case in point, she's personally maxed out contributions to Kennedy's campaign and gave $4 million to a super PAC earlier this year to help get a Super Bowl ad on the air to promote RFK.
Wow, okay. Well, what was her message today?
You know, Elsa, most of the event wasn't even about her. There was this whole lineup of speakers who criticized pandemic restrictions and questioned vaccines, the government, and other conspiratorial topics that have become a hallmark of Kennedy's campaign. Shanahan echoed some of the skepticism around current health practices and federal priorities, while also promising to, quote, heal a nation that she says is literally and metaphorically sick.
So, Stephen, what does this whole announcement mean in terms of actually getting the Kennedy campaign on ballots this fall?
Well, as of now, the campaign is only confirmed on the ballot in Utah. Huh. In several other states, the campaign says they've completed their petition gathering process and it just needs to be validated. This is an onerous process for a third-party candidate, complicated by different requirements and different timelines. For example, the Kennedy campaign hasn't been able to start gathering signatures in about half of the states until now because those places require both a president and a vice president to be named.
Ah, okay. Well, assuming the campaign can get on the ballot, what impact could this third-party run have on the election in November, you think?
We can't predict the future, but we do know that RFK's small base of support cuts across ideologies and could attract people that otherwise would vote for Trump or Biden. There's plenty of polling and anecdotes of voters not happy with either major party candidate and the rematch set for November. Both parties are worried that Kennedy could siphon away voters in tightly contested swing states. But, Elsa, another possibility is that the close margins make some voters think twice before casting a ballot for a campaign not likely to win.
That is NPR's Stephen Fowler. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you.